Thank you, Lee. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beauty of this day, that you are the creator, sustainer of all life. Help us to continue to boast in your love that is so great, so overwhelming, so extravagant, that you pour your love out over all people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue our three-week walk through the letter of Romans this week, chapter 5. Paul writes about boasting in our suffering, about endurance, character, and hope, about Christ dying for the ungodly, and about God's love for all people. Now, since last week, we jumped over three chapters in Romans, and there's some good stuff in those chapters. One of the questions that Paul answers is, how can it be right and fair for God to treat Jews and Gentiles or non-Jews the same? To some of the Jewish people of that day, the Jewish Christians, it did not seem fair that God loved both the Jews and the Gentiles equally. After all, the Jews were God's chosen people. God loved them, liked them more than anyone else. At least, that's what some people thought. In one of the earlier chapters, Paul talked about how everyone has sinned. Romans 3, 23 and 24, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But Paul continues to write, people are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. We are justified by God's grace as a gift. Now, justification is one of those big theological words. Lutheran scholars love to talk about justification. We are justified by faith through grace. We are justified by grace through faith. But what is justification? First of all, justification is not saying that is my fault or your fault. People like to say that they were justified in doing this or that or not doing this or that for whatever reason. Tracy will talk about some of her students and the justification or excuses they give in the classroom. You didn't tell me I had to do that. I had other things to do. The internet wasn't working. And although I don't think I've ever heard you say, you know, the dog ate my homework, that used to be the big excuse when I was younger. Students have a hard time saying that they are in the wrong. And guess what? We adults are no different. I was late because I had a flat tire. I never got the message. Or, oh, you wanted me to do that? We seem to justify our actions and behaviors. It's not my fault. And all of this that I've been talking about is not justification. We are justified by God's grace. It is not about coming up with excuses. So what is justification? I heard a seminary professor at Luther Seminary in St. Paul describe justification this way. Professor Craig Kester said, think of your computer word processor. I use Microsoft Word for most of my stuff, so I'm typing in the words, the sentences, the paragraphs, and when the whole document is done, I look at it at the screen. And since it's my computer up here, the right edge, you want to bring me down a little bit maybe? The right edge is rough, it's jagged, it's not straight, and I want it to be straight. So what do? I hit the justification key, And all of a sudden, that right edge is straight, it's clean, it's neat. That's what God's justification is like. God hits the justification key, and God says, you are now right with me. You are now straight with me. You are now clean with me. And this is what Paul was talking about. Paul also talked about boasting in our sufferings. And to be honest here, this is where it gets a little bit, for me. What is Paul talking about? Paul said, we boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. It almost sounds like a commercials for the Marine Corps. We suffer, we endure, we have character. But why does Paul want us to boast about our suffering? Last week I talked about Paul and his boasting, and it's that time of the year with high school and college graduations, so I'm going to use some of that language. Paul was at the head of his class. He was valedictorian. He was on the speech team, the debate team. He was really good at giving speeches. Paul was a college-educated PhD type of person, and he had a lot he could boast about. But Paul boasted in his suffering, and he invites us to boast in our sufferings. But this boasting of ours isn't so much about our sufferings, like, oh, poor me, nobody likes me, or I can't believe that my neighbor or coworker or friend would do that to me, or I can't believe I have to do this again the way I have to suffer for you. It is not that kind of boasting that Paul is writing about. Rather, perhaps using a paraphrase or Raleigh's translation, it could be, let us boast when we suffer. Let us boast when things do not go right or when things are really tough. Let us boast. And what is it that we boast about? In the lesson that Lee read, I think at least three times, Paul says we boast in God. We boast in God's salvation. We boast in God's grace because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. We boast about God's extravagant love. And so, our boasting is centered around God. It is God-centered boasting. We boast in what God is doing for us and through us. We boast because it's all about God and God's extravagant love. This week I read today's children's bulletin. It is entitled, God's Love Poured Out. It talks about God loving people so much that he sent his son Jesus into the world to die for people. Quote, wow, that's quite a gift. God must love people a lot. And that children's bulletin concluded with, quote, God's love is so extravagant, so big that there's not a container in the whole universe that could hold it. Thank you, God, for loving us so much. End quote. In a world that seems sometimes to be so filled with hate and violence and animosity, isn't it wonderful that God loves you and me and everybody so much? And so, we boast in God. We boast in God's extravagant love. And we attempt to be people of love each and every day. sharing God's extravagant love here and everywhere. Let us always boast of God's love. Amen.